네, 소소소 림바 카발레요 바이나 예테네 강가르 타시델레도 데보토 키보요 이레바요스.
So first of all, to all of my Dharma friends, wherever you are, whatever country you are in, I wish to offer you my greetings, Tashidele, and my hope that you are well and happy.
अनि तेरी वो तेरे तू तू तेरे ना तने गानो सो अनि मले या पो तेरा मचे या पो कंडीस पेचे तो करे और ता ठीक हो लेते नहीं तेरे जैसी जागीस.
So today, in this short time, I will give some instructions, some advice on having achieved this human rebirth, this human life, how to make it something good and useful.
अनि ता चो चो तेरे ने कार्य ने आके जा कार्य शिव यार चला गई ना गानो सुनगीने देवांगीने चिकू यो ना. अनि ngaro su nga nga se ate nga do ti nga do nga ngaro su nga do se ni bo ti ga pa cha mo bo cha pa cha ya po yin re pa cha di cha yin re sa ve ya po yin re sa ve di cha yin re mo bo chi te ni nga se ate te ni nga do se ji ge te ja di ga re.
So one of the things that we need to understand if we want to be able to achieve real happiness is that we call the self, or my mind, has traveled for many lifetimes, and within that we call the self, or my mind, are many imprints, both wholesome and unwholesome, good and bad, as well as, we could say, many seeds, good and bad. We need to understand that all of these various latencies are within us.
o ta shewa ja ra mo mo se yar se ne te ale ke cha mi ma tho ba yina yo ane yi chi ma tho ba yina yo chen de ji bol ta ba yina yo ngar so se ge tin da pa cho zung ge mo mo chi jo ya ba de ngar so si ta cha ko yo res.
So even if we can't necessarily comprehend with our eyes hundreds of rebirths, we can't see this directly, so it is hard for us to be convinced. Even if we observe just from the perspective of this life alone, we can see that there are many seeds, many potentialities that we are planting within our mind stream.
ओता या शिव तोम्बा कांगी सुयाल कार सुंग यार जाला बाइनस ओता देशी से आते ता शिर या शी चे तेजे दु यार तेन चो चो ते चे ते शिल यार मारे नुल यार.
So one of the things that the holy being said, which is kind of very important, is that in terms of the condition for achieving real happiness, that condition cannot be found outside ourselves. The conditions for stable happiness are something that are found within. They can only be found outside to maybe a very slight degree.
o ta o mi te mi ya ta ngela ba nu ji re pa cha do sa ve se da te se gi tin da ha le bi pa ge tem bo chi do ta yo po chi do sa ram ma de tem bo chi ni ya de ga res.
And we need to understand that in terms of the seeds, or the imprints of all of our activities, these remain kind of preserved or held within the mind in a stable way.
pena nga ro sa e po du re sa lu ma yin ne re ta ni shi du kan di chi yin na yo sa we ya po pi ta po kan di chi ya po chi yo yin na yo no lo nya ni go ge no lo nya ni ta ni lo ja tho ja ba yin na yo ko lo ko mo ta wo shi ni te te ma to che do le ma te sa do ma te na ko yo an di go ya po che to go ma du wa.
So if we think about these imprints as being similar to external seeds, so we can think of fruit seeds as an example, like for an apple or an orange. No matter how high quality those apple or orange seeds may be, if we just kind of keep them in storage and let many, many years, even hundreds of years pass, even though they're high quality seeds, because we have not watered and fertilized them, they will just at most remain like dried out in stasis. They will not be able to bring forth fruit.
ओता शी सवेल पेते नुजी अनि नोला यो तने सेग तिंद मारो सो तने या पाचा या पो हाले बे मोमोची तिंद जादे हारेस.
So just like those fruit seeds that are held in storage, then we could say that definitely within our mind are many seeds or imprints for the wholesome and unwholesome.
ओता पाचा पाचा या पो पाचा सवे या पो ओता तने मोमोची यार था तेजी यार सेग सोसो लेकस माशिया ना चदुली ना वो सेता नहीं ला या या शिया के लेकस माशिया ना कोरोस तगाजी या मेंगो या हमारे.
So similarly, if we think about those seeds or imprints within our mind that are very good, unless we try to activate them, unless we engage in the work to activate them, which is like adding the water and the fertilizer, those wholesome seeds will never be able to ripen. They won't be able to manifest a result.
o ta ngaru sur li ngwa yi sum ti ga ani sha wa ya sha wa da ma da ti ga pa cha ya po te ja sa ya ga la ka ma she ani sha wa ngyam ba sa na ma ti pa cha ani ya po ma yi ba ti ja sa ya ga la ka mo mo sha ba yi sa ngaru sur nyo da mo wa ti yo ti ba.
So also we need to understand that in terms of these imprints which are placed there through the activities of our body, speech, and mind, if we don't exert in making good imprints or seeds, we won't come to a good result. In fact, if we engage in non-virtuous or unwholesome activities, these will only plant negative seeds with poor results.
ota kaze thoda ta tembo chine le ka yapo chine linga yu so ge chawa de yapi shul kaze roya ge le ka cheba yina tene pa cha yapo de ji wa se sa be yapo de ji wa she ya ge tene ota go so yu ge wa re.
So if we really want to be able to achieve happiness, as we mentioned on the basis of this understanding, then as much as possible, what we want to do is to direct our activities of a body, speech, and mind into a good direction. And the more that we engage in positive activities of body, speech, and mind, not only will we be able to accumulate more and more positive seeds, but we will also be able to activate the potentials of those wholesome seeds. So just like you have some external seeds that if you add just a little bit of water and fertilizer, you can see over a short period, perhaps a couple of days, that a result starts to manifest, that they start to sprout a little bit. The same is actually true of these positive seeds within ourselves. If we nourish these positive seeds and engage in these wholesome activities, we will be able to see that initial result, like the sprout. We'll see that our negative feelings decrease and our sort of mental projections and so forth are less and less. Be happier. So Geshe-la is going to, on the basis of one verse today, thinking that if we want to go beyond just that temporary happiness to be able to achieve a stable or even a perfect happiness, then what are the sort of things that we need to do? What are the things that we need to cultivate? This verse will touch on that. So Geshe-la is just reciting the verse, which I have in front of me, so I'm kind of cheating a bit. In terms of this verse, it comes from a great master who I would say is like the founding pioneer, or you could say the founding personality or father of the Buddha's word as instruction lineage, of the Kadampa lineage, Gyawa Chungne, also known as Drum Tungpa. And the verse goes something like this. The wonderful speech of the Buddha, the Tripitaka, or three baskets, the excellent deeds accomplished by beings of the three capacities, the precious golden rosaries of the Kadampas by which migrators accomplish the meaningful. So then in terms of this temporary or ultimate happiness, however perfect that we wish to attain, we can say that this is attained on the basis of Konda Shirab Riksumla Tene Yongi.
Ya Randi
We can say that this comes about through the varying wisdoms of the beings of these three capacities. So an initial sort of more limited wisdom, a middling wisdom, and a great wisdom.
Oh ta te so gandhi si yin ayo. So so chi le gas jeba yin che to be ga. Pge lom sum shi bu chung to tmo yin lo. Shi bu ndi to tmo yin lo. Shi bu chen bi lon ja ram ba sen na tang ge. Oh ta chi tu no tni chin de ji jang yo re.
So whichever of these three types of wisdom we may possess, then what we want to do as a human being is to begin cultivating the paths related to that capacity or wisdom. So this would be the stages of the path common to beings of a lesser capacity, the stages of the path common to beings of a middling capacity, and the stages of the path common to beings of a great capacity. So then the sort of analogy which is given to illustrate this practice of the paths of the beings of the three capacity is this golden rosary of the Kadampas. So these golden rosaries are it's that rosary that we sort of climb up to realization. And this golden rosary is something precious like a jewel. So the analogy is just like in the past, if you had found a very valuable jewel, this would allow you to achieve everything you needed and all happiness, food, clothing, and so forth. So what is this verse telling us? It is telling us that no matter which capacity we are or which wisdom we possess, whether that of the limited capacity, middling capacity, or great capacity, if we study and practice the instructions as explained, then we will be able to work towards whatever we wish to achieve. So another important instruction that I would like to share with you that comes from the Buddha and through all of the holy beings explains that any of the problems that we may experience, the difficulties that we may experience, big, middling, and small, if we trace them back to their cause, we can see that they can be traced back to the cause of the three poisons. So if we wanted to sort of say in a very concise way or in a capsule, what are the practices, the corresponding practices, which will help us to get rid of these three poisons, attachment, anger, and ignorance? What will help us get rid of these three poisons are the three higher trainings. And so in terms of we want to be able to get rid of these three poisons, which are the causes of our unhappiness, and we understand that this is achievable through the cultivation of the three higher trainings. The place where these three higher trainings are explained is in the Tripitaka, or the three baskets of the teachings. So then Geshe-la said that we explained it a little bit in a bit of a funny order, but in terms of the wonderful speech of the Buddhas of the three baskets, this is explaining the three baskets which are teaching the practices of these three higher trainings, ethics, concentration, and wisdom. And in terms of what the holy beings presented, which allows us to be able to practice the three higher trainings in the correct stages, so like starting from the foundation and building upwards, what allows us to practice those three trainings in the correct stages is this presentation of the paths of beings of the three capacities, which we see in the second line. So we can think about these afflictions that we explained, or the three poisons, as being like a poisonous tree. So let's imagine that we want to be able to cut that tree down. In order to be able to cut that tree down, you need a person with a healthy body, with a strong arm, and with a sharp axe. So the healthy body, strong arm, and sharp axe are like the paths, 건데든소숨, 람숨다보죠.
Labasum.
These three components, the person, the arm, and the axe, are like the three higher trainings. So then in terms of, if we think about this big poisonous tree, right, and then we want to be able to get rid of this from the root, we are able to do this when we have these three components there. So we have the three higher trainings, the first of which is ethics, which is like the strong human being. The second, which is concentration, which is like the arm. And the third, which is wisdom, which is like the axe. And so if we have these three, we can get rid of the tree and we can get rid of its root. We can get rid of the problems and the source of those problems. So then in terms of, we don't have very much time, but just to explain sort of in a very concise way, the paths of these beings of the three capacities, if we think of the small or initial scope as being connected with this higher training of ethics, we understand that this is the practice of non-harmfulness, because we understand just as I do not want to be harmed, I should not harm another. And also we understand that if somebody were to use their body, speech, and mind to show us, for example, a nice expression, pleasant words, and so forth, to do nice things for us, then we understand that we experience happiness, right? So if we understand that, and on that basis, we try to use our body, speech, and mind to bring whatever happiness possible to humans and animals, based upon a wish to benefit, then this is the practice of ethics. So the root of all of that, we don't need to think in such a complicated way, is simply that I will do my utmost to benefit all sentient beings, and if I cannot benefit, I will refrain from harm. So that is just a short introduction of what I wanted to explain today. So then with a happy mind, please review this verse. Think like, what is the first line explaining? What is the second line explaining, and so forth? And what is the meaning of the analogy? So thank you very much. We shall stop here.